Hey there, friend. You are in for a great episode. I'm excited for you to apply what you learn. But after that, which episode will you listen to next? It can feel a bit overwhelming when there are so many episodes to choose from. That's why I created the podcast Roadmap for You. It's a free resource you can use that outlines the first 30 episodes I recommend listening to when you're either new to the podcast or coming back after a break and looking to get started, taking action toward creating permanent weight loss, as well as peace and freedom around food. To get it sent to you right away, just go to KatrinaEubelMD.com/start. Again, KatrinaEubelMD.com/start. Listen to the first episode and apply what you learned to yourself and your life. Then listen to the next episode. Apply that information and on you go. It won't take long and you'll see positive changes on top of building your momentum. So get the podcast roadmap now. KatrinaEubelMD.com/start. Enjoy this episode. Well, hey there, my friend. It is Katrina. So you're probably wondering, where's my episode? What happened? Maybe you downloaded the episode that was posted and aired, and now you can't find it. Now it's gone. What's going on? You may have heard there was a lot of controversy. And so I just want to post this quick podcast for you to, first of all, apologize. And to secondly, just kind of explain a little bit what happened. Not that a lot of explanation is actually warranted or needed or useful, but essentially what happened was I invited on somebody to the podcast that I interviewed several months ago. She's somebody who has been in the medical profession for a long time, definitely seen as having some more alternative views, but many, many women actually over the last year had just independently on their own mentioned her, talked about how much her work had helped them. And I remembered her from years past being on the Oprah show. And I thought, oh, how fun to see if I could interview her. Well, I did several months ago. And, you know, I screwed up. I did not spend any time looking into what her current beliefs are. I really just based my interview and my opinions on her past work from actually several decades ago, which I think is still actually really empowering and really useful. But I posted that interview, which was, I still stand behind it as being quite mainstream and still useful, but many, many people let me know on Instagram and Facebook that, in fact, no, that is not okay. And at first I thought, no, like we can divide this up. Like we can separate people's current views, which I'll just say this person's current views are quite extremist, quite anti-science, anti-mainstream medicine, for sure. I was not aware of this until today when the episode aired and people very thoughtfully and with varying degrees of kindness let me know about that. Yeah, I mean, all I have to say is I screwed that one up. I apologize to anyone that I offended. I think we now live in a culture where you can't make assumptions. And that's what I did. I just assumed that she's a Western trained doctor and that she would have mainstream beliefs. Now in hindsight, I see that that doesn't make sense. And of course, I should have spent more time investigating what was going on for her on a more current basis. So yeah, so I don't have an episode for you now because I pulled it down. And I just want to wish you a happy holiday if you are someone who celebrates this week. If not, I want to wish you a lovely end of the year. I know many of us are going to be real grateful for this year to be ending. And, you know, I don't know. We'll chalk this one up to 2020, chalk this one up to a learning lesson. And yeah, as Keith Cunningham says, this is the dumb tax. I'm paying the dumb tax because I did something dumb. And there is, you know, there's ramifications for the decisions that we make. So I just want to let you know that if you listened or were offended by even seeing that I was giving this person airtime on my podcast, I want to just sincerely apologize to you. And I really do take your listenership and your trust in me very seriously. very, very seriously. And so I hope that you can forgive me. I understand if you can't. I just hope to bring you more work that will be useful in the future. And on that note, I'll wish you a great week and I'll catch up with you next time. I do have a good interview next week, and it is someone who I think is in alignment with what most of us who are listening to this podcast believe. So take good care, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.